Alec, or Butch Walker, as you know. And Alec, you've come back to the family farm, what was it, around about 12 months ago. How are things looking at your place?
Yeah, Craig, not too bad. We've 2013 was the lowest rainfall we've had on record, which actually goes back to 1878. That was a little less than 10% of our annual average. So the last 12 months, comparative to that, have been much better. It's still not great. I suppose the biggest thing for us at the moment is just trying to prepare everything for, you know, the ongoing dry, if it comes to that.
And that's the thing, you hear Peyton say, look, the prices will improve if you can hold out to next year. You run cattle. How does that factor into your thinking as we head into Christmas and into the new year?
Well, you know, obviously, historically, we'll be more likely to get some decent rainfalls, but essentially what I did last year was hold on to a lot of cattle in the hope that it would rain, and we didn't get a lot. So I'm sort of still fairly speculative at the moment as to what's going to happen. I think we'll just wait and see what happens, really. I don't really have a lot more structure to the plan rather than that at the moment.
Yeah, wait and see. If only we all had crystal balls and then we could peer in and work out exactly what to do. It's a tough equation. It's a tough business. You're pretty young. Do you see a good future on the family farm, so to speak?
Yeah, definitely. I've been around the industry since I was born, basically. I've only been working actively in it for probably 3 to 4 years. I think there's a huge potential out there for a lot of young people getting into the industry. And let's not forget that the last 10 years previous to 2013 were basically all pretty good years. Mm. I think if you can manage well through the wet years, you know, stockpile hay and feed and all those sort of things, you've got a pretty good chance of getting through a decent dry. So it's basically all down to preparation. And I was pretty fortunate in that I had a lot of smart people around me that were giving me good advice, and the property was essentially as drought-proof as it could have been when I took over.
And you're talking with a pretty positive attitude. I want to go to someone who, I guess, has a few more years of experience who's sitting beside you here, Butch, and that is Ian McDonald. And Ian, you've seen the ups and downs many times over through this region. How do you feel when you hear the likes of Butch talk with, you know, that sense of optimism?
Yeah, I think it's good, Craig. I think it's terrific. Yeah, it just makes everyone feel better that young people are wanting to come back out here and make a life sort of business out of it. And I'd encourage him all together to go for it.
You fenced your property more recently, a dog fence, to try to, I guess, improve your returns when it comes to sheep. Do you think you'll ever see, I guess, the sheep numbers that this area had many, many decades ago?
Probably not the numbers that have been in the past, Craig, but I think the upside of it all is that, you know, that it does allow you in what is strictly grazing country or pastoral country, it does allow you another enterprise. And as well as wool, you've got a pretty buoyant mutton trade, and most sheep producers do dabble in a few cattle as well, so it does give you a few options there.
You dabble in a little bit of both. What's your first love, though, when it comes to being on the land, Ian?
No, I suppose certainly the livestock part of it. I don't think it's so much a lifestyle as it used to be. It's there's a fair bit of yakka involved now, but I still think it's a great way to make a living, allowing for the droughts and the low commodity prices. But hopefully we're on an upswing in the very near future, and give everyone some heart and get everybody ahead of it again.
Let's certainly hope that's the case, Ian. Thanks so much for joining us today on the deck at the Cultural Centre in Blackall. Let's turn to the markets now. And it seems that hope of rain throughout much of the West has seen cattle prices in Dalby on the up. Trevor Hess has more.
Good afternoon, Craig. Numbers remain similar to the previous week at 4,540 head for the second last sale for the year at Dalby today. A large panel of buyers was present and operating in a much dearer market. The forecast of some rain across the supply area lifted prices by 10 to 20 cents. Medium weight yielding steers and heifers to feed averaged 20 cents better. A small sample of heavy growing steers and bullocks lifted by 14 to 20. And all classes of cows were in demand from processors and average prices improved 8 to 20. Medium weight yielding steers 330 to 400 kilos to feed made to 224.2 to average 212. Heavy feeders over 400 kilos averaged 215 and made to 224. Medium weight yielding heifers to feed and the trade averaged 193 and sold at 207. Heavy growing steers and bullocks averaged 204 and 205 respectively, with some to 212.2. Medium weight two score cows averaged 138. Good heavy cows made to 187.2 to average close to 180. This has been Trevor Hess from MLA's National Livestock Reporting Service.
Thanks so much for that, Trevor. A quick look at commodity prices now in New York. The March futures contract for number 11 sugar is at 15.59 US cents a pound. That's unchanged. And March cotton is buying 59.29 US cents per pound. That's down 0.09. Thanks so much for your company today from Blackall on the Queensland Country Hour. It's now 1 o'clock.